This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy Friday, friends. Welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind. Been a busy week in the Hennon House. Busy week for all of us that want to honor our moms on Sunday. Busy weekend for that. Of course, the fishing opener in Minnesota. Gotta love a little of that. North Dakota, we just fish all the time, don't we, Todd?
Fishing opener?
Exactly.
What's that?
Come on. Yeah. Anyway, a lot happening. Brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump and a whole lot of other things. You registered lately for their $50,000 giveaway. They have new winners drawn every week on that. It's a great way to go. And they have that 4-for-4 special, which includes two of the greatest cookies on the planet Earth. Best cookies ever at PetroServe USA. The 4-for-4 is the hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink of your choice. Four items, $4, 4-for-4, all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Mandan, Bismarck, Valley City, Castleton. They had a beautiful new location going up in Valley City. West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead, on into Dilworth. They're up in Bemidji. They're in Grafton. They're down in Wahpeton. You'll find them places. Stop and see them at PetroServe USA. Locally owned. Now Valley Dairy. Part of that family, too, up in Grand Forks, in East Grand Forks. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Yeah, so this has been kind of a crazy week. As I mentioned, you know, we had two birthdays, my wife and my daughter. We had our anniversary yesterday, much of which was spent preparing for a graduation party tomorrow. And then Mother's Day Sunday. Oh, my gosh. Yes.
So you're going to be saving up for all those trips to Connecticut then.
Yes, no kidding.
For the next 4 years.
send our daughter to New Haven, Connecticut. Oh, can't even.
Why do I feel like the show is going to be coming to you live from Connecticut for several days in the next
four? You're giving me ideas there, Todd. Yeah.
I mean, we got the technology in this day and age. I mean, you could be anywhere. If you could be anywhere in North Dakota, you could be anywhere in the United States. I mean, why not?
You know, we think those town hall debates of Kevin Cramer's here this week were rowdy. Can you imagine me in the middle of Yale with a talk show? I don't, you know, I think we could.
And then you got to let me come out there when UND plays Yale, and we'll go to the hockey game in UND jerseys.
They're exactly right. I love that. I have two things I would love to do this hour, and one is talk to anybody that was a part of either of the I guess you could even include the Minot one as well, because we didn't spend a lot of time talking about that. But any of the three town hall meetings that Congressman Cramer was at, I you know, was not at any of the Bismarck, Mandan, Minot events this week. But I was, I did attend one with Congressman Cramer in Fargo a few weeks back, and I remember telling you the story on the air. I was flabbergasted. I really was. I was just flabbergasted. I was completely taken aback. And the level of rude is just off the charts. Now, I'm not saying liberals are rude and conservatives are nice, right? I think we all have, there's days I'm rude when I don't want to be. I just, you know, maybe a little short or a little terse or, you know, snarky, you know. Todd doesn't always buzz me, but I'm just curious if you were there, what your impressions of it were. If they were different than what mine was. Because I found myself as someone that would probably agree more often than not for the vast majority of the things that come up at a town hall meeting like that with Congressman Cramer, almost unable to speak because I was stunned. I was stunned at how people were reacting. I mean, one fellow, and I forget if it was Mandan or Bismarck. One fella got up and basically said, I hate wealth. I hate money. I hate people. He didn't like prosperity. I mean, he comes to this event to say, Congressman Cramer, I want you to do everything in your power to give me other people's money. I didn't know anybody in North Dakota existed like that. Or that would say it out loud. It's just absolutely stunned. Stunned. And, you know, there was a story. Nick Smith wrote a story for the Bismarck Tribune, which is very little about the town hall and mostly just talking points on how, you know, the new healthcare plan is not good, which I can get anywhere. I want a story about what, you know, the TikTok of what happened at an event. But in it, he talks about a woman who gave some tearful testimony about her young child whose serious medical conditions have racked up significant medical expenses and debt. Now, that's a sad story. That's a burden for that family. I feel badly for that person. But those bad things happened under Obamacare, where premiums have gone up. That's sad. Deductibles have gone up. That's sad. Less people truly have health care because if your deductibles are too high for you to use it, you don't have health care. That's sad. The Affordable Care Act is not affordable. Some woman flipped out. And this happened at the town hall I was at in West Fargo, too. Don't call that Obamacare. It's not Obamacare. It's the Affordable Care Act. That's the name. Call by its proper name. If this is your issue, first of all, you're a robot repeating talking points from some stupid organization that loves single-payer health care. You're a fraud. You're not there to object to some tenant of the thing you'd like to see be different or better.
Are you talking about this woman?
It's called the ACA instead of Obamacare. It's called the Affordable Care Act. You seem to
prefer
that.
I can call it Trump.
Let's call the Affordable Care Act and pretend it's affordable. Okay.
So. That's the other thing.
Line of the day.
It was, let's call it the Affordable Care Act. That's not affordable. And then he went, oh, I mean, come on. You're just a seminar caller, as they call them. You know, I mean, that's not real people. And by the way, the woman who called, I hope more of those stories get out. Because I'd spend all day examining stories, in this case, of a mom who has a young child with serious medical conditions that has significant medical expenses and debt. Let's say, let's take your situation and let's apply it to the new health care law as it exists now, as it's being decided. That's the kind of people that ought to be helped from a policy. Let's deal with that. And I welcome them. Especially Congressman Kramer's on every week. Call them in. My personal favorite was, I don't know if you have this, Todd, but the end of the town hall in Bismarck, Congressman Kramer thanked the law enforcement officers, who, by the way, had to be called into action because of a famous What's on Your Mind caller by the name of Mike Quinn, who's a Hazen resident and is off the charts. You know, just, I don't know what the word is, but he has issues, okay? And we've seen it on the air, and certainly.
My friends in Hazen that don't even follow, don't listen to the show, don't follow politics, but I bring his name up, and they just, oh, God, they roll their eyes. He's famous, infamous.
He is. I mean, he's just belligerent and just one of those people that is very angry, obviously, has that Trump hatred, and there's a lot of that out there. I don't totally understand it. I think people need to deal with that a little bit. Because, look, people are going to have differences, and that's okay to come there and say, look, here's my problem, and I want it fixed, and I think you're making it worse. Challenge your member of Congress? Of course. But yell and scream and holler. So I started to say, the end of the Bismarck event, the law enforcement officers, he's thanking them. And he gets a little choked up about what they've gone through and everything else. He's thanking law enforcement officers, and some of these crazy liberals groan. They groan. You can't thank a law enforcement officer? No, this is the Heitkamp wing of North Dakota politics, and thankfully it's small. But I'm just curious, if you were there, you participated in, what your thoughts were about it. That's my quick take. And then we're going to give some shout-outs to moms today, too. Want your story. Any story you have about your mom, I want to hear it right here today. Any story. We have some more Village Inn pies to give away. Last chance to load up Village Inn pies for your Mother's Day celebrations today. Go online or give them a call and get set. But we have free pie today. So those stories in, and the best ones win. Shelley in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just want to mimic what you're saying, Scott, about, you know, how everybody's been reacting. You saw, you know, Minot and West Fargo. It's the same here in Bismarck and Moundown. Yesterday, I was at the Bismarck one. I did watch the Moundown one online. But it's I find it to be incredibly embarrassing to be a North Dakotan and see how people are acting in public. You know, the screaming and the booing and the hissing and the screeching and the, you know, disrespect. Congressman Kramer is out in public because he wants to be relational, and he's doing a fantastic job. I can't imagine that anybody on the conservative side would sit and do the same thing to Heidi Heitkamp. It's just not the nature of. I'm just really embarrassed for them.
We'll never know about Heidi Heitkamp because she doesn't do town hall. She hides.
Absolutely.
But Shelley, I do have another question for you about the root cause of all this. So just hang on if you don't mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Diesel mechanics, listen up. Trailer technicians, have I got a deal for you. Polar Service Center is hiring. Kildare and Williston locations are in Billings, Montana, too. If you want to be appreciated, compensated for the value you bring to an organization, then this opportunity is for you. Up to $32 an hour. And they have a training program. Great benefits with medical, dental, and prescription insurance. Disability and life insurance included. Paid time off program. 401k with employer match. Flexible spending account. And so much more. Polar Service Center, with locations in Kildare, Williston, and Billings, Montana, too, is a great place to work. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. And they have Polar Service Centers in North Dakota, Montana, and all across the country. To apply, call Gary now. 495-3592, 701-495-3592, 495-3592, Polar Service Center.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Folks, tonight, tomorrow night, finally here. Chubby Checker tonight. Todd will be doing the twist on stage. You don't want to miss that. Johnny Tillotson. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. And then you also have Herman's Hermits and Peter Newman tomorrow night. Brian Hyland, Joey D. So there's a...
Come on, everybody!
concert, dance, and a show. Joyce opened at 5:30, concert at 7, two big nights, two big concerts, two big dances, two car shows, Mesa Arena, Pepsi Arena in Minot. Visit Minot.org to get your tickets last minute. They are $40 at the door, $35 in advance, $65 for both nights. Reserve tables available. If you want ticket information, call 701-857-8225. Let's twist again, Todd. Let's do it. Let's twist again. Absolutely. Let's do it. All right, back to the phones at 800-228-0550. If you're at one of those town hall meetings this week with Congressman Kevin Cramer, I'd love to get your impressions of what you saw there. Give us a call on that. If you have a story about your mom, I want that too. We have two more Village Inn pies to give away to round out our week-long pie-a-loop. What do we call this? Pie-palooza? Pie-palooza, yeah. We could go with
pie. Yeah.
Village
Inn
pie-palooza. You do? Yeah. All in honor of moms today on the program. Texter says, Heidi's name fits her. Heidkamp. Heidkamp. H-I-D-E. Camp. Yeah. As we were saying, Shelley and Bismarck, here's a question I have, Shelley, about the people you saw that you're talking about here at this event. And I agree with you. I don't think conservatives would go to a Heidi Heidkamp rally or town hall meeting and act like that. Really don't. There might be strong questions, but, and this is why Congressman Cramer deserves enormous credit, because he enjoys this, he likes this, and he doesn't at all shy away from people who disagree. I am just simply embarrassed for people to think that you accomplish anything by, you know, the rudeness, the belligerence, the hollering, the goofy thing with the guy that runs up and wants to put, you know, money in his pocket. And who do you think that influences? So what is wrong with these people? What is driving them? Are they just so, you know, wrecked from the fact that Hillary lost and Trump won and they're still in some sort of, I don't know, Trump derangement syndrome? What's going on? I just need to understand what motivates these people.
You know, I think honestly we've started to see this inkling through, you know, years ago, and, you know, the election, Trump was elected because of all the nonsense, and it's simply a small, small minority with anything, but they are very vocal. And so, and then, you know, like Trump has been spot on, and you've been spot on with the fake news, it's, you know, the media latches onto those teeny little stories and magnify them. And so then the people around think, well, you know, am I in the wrong? You know, I don't dare go to these events because if I speak my mind, I will be the minority. You know, North Dakota, there's a large silent majority, and they don't get up and speak until they've just had enough. And that's what happened at the election, you know, across the nation. But I've kind of coined a name for these people, and I call them Regurgia haters, because they spin off of each other. They take their talking points from each other, and then they spew them out over and over and over until it's just ridiculous. I just am really embarrassed for them. You know, yesterday was, I just sat and turned around, and it was almost like I should have had like a Michael Jackson meme and popcorn, and it's like, I'm just here for the comments, because it was funny. They're so outrageous.
Yeah, and it is part humorous, part really distresses me too, to just see that people think that's the idea of dialogue and democracy. I mean, would their children be proud of how they're acting?
Be proud of them? I mean, if that was my parent acting like that, I would like maybe check them into a hospital, because it's ridiculous. You know, I get it that everybody's got a voice, but let's be factual, and let's be respectful of each other. And that's just what I'm not seeing, is the lack of respect. And, you know, let's just be honest with one another and not just go crazy all the time.
Yeah, Shelley, thanks for your call. Appreciate the points. Do you know the New York Times reported this week in a big bombshell breaking news deal that days before he was fired as FBI director, James Comey asked the Justice Department for more prosecutors and other personnel to accelerate the Bureau's investigation into Russia's interference in the presidential election? I'm reading from a New York Times story. It was a big story the day that, that it was announced, or the day after, that James Comey was out. Meanwhile, this McCabe, who's new acting director of the FBI, by the way, a Democrat, gets up before Congress, was asked about, is that true? No. It's not true. No, and not only is it not true, that's not how we ask for resources. We don't go in and ask case by case. We have the resources we need, and we certainly wouldn't go to the White House. We wouldn't go to the administration, the Justice Department. We'd go to Congress.
Wow.
It's a lead story in the New York Times, proven 100% false within hours of their breaking news. Are you ever going to believe anything in the New York Times? And to Shelley's point, what happens is these people are using the New York Times as a resource to go ask questions of Congressman Cramer about health care or something else. The stuff isn't true. It's unbelievable. Gene in Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I was at the town hall yesterday in Bismarck. I have a few questions I wanted to ask Representative Cramer myself, but as a conservative, I kind of had to keep my mouth shut because I probably would have got ambushed on my way out or something. I think about 9 out of 10 people that were there were mostly liberal people from the left. And to your point on why they boo and act the way that they do, I have no idea. All I can say is that I think you're absolutely right when you say there's a lot of uneducated people out there that are getting their news from fake news sources like Washington Post, Times, Wall Street. I mean, I really don't know, I even know what to say. There was a guy holding up a sign that said, "Healthcare is a right, don't you know?" Older lady that was advocating for a single payer tax system, people that want taxes to go up. I mean, like you said, a lot of the time my jaw was just on the floor from what I was hearing. So I just kept quiet and paid attention. But like you said, you gotta respect Congressman Cramer for getting up there and at least giving the people of North Dakota a chance to voice their opinions and taking the fallback that he did. You don't see the other two, Hoven and Heitkamp, even making an attempt to do that. So lots of props and respect to Cramer for actually getting up there to do that.
But you deferred. You thought, I'm not going to join this discussion because clearly these people, aren't they don't want to dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
They just want to shout.
I would have gotten attacked right away if I would have. And I went there to be civil and, you know, like you said, you can't even have conversations with these people without them yelling and screaming at you. And
okay, what's going on? What is going on? Liberals, defend yourself against this. Why are you acting like this? You can disagree. You can argue and not be belligerent and mean and rude and, you know, I mean, just have people drop their jaw at what you're doing. Thanks, Gene. Good call.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy dealer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement each year? Have you been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable? At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement, your home is your greatest asset. So let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it. For a free estimate and to learn more, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good morning, Scott. It's Marlene from Grand Forks. And it is shameful the way those people are acting at these town hall meetings. They're like spoiled brats that grew up and remain spoiled brats. But I the thing that cheered me on was Colbert's, which I didn't watch, his audience, when he came out and talked about Trump firing Comey. And his audience cheered. They were happy about it. They clapped. And he said, wait a minute, this is supposed to be bad. And they just clapped and cheered a bit that he got fired. So even the liberal comedians or entertainers or whatever, even their audiences aren't buying it anymore. I'm sure they're just as fed up with the complaints and the protests and everything as much as everybody else is. Let's get on with life. Life is short. That's my word. Thanks, Scott.
Bye. Love hearing from my adopted hometown of Grand Forks. Thanks for the call. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. You can text us, Todd at 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. Rand Paul, I saw a funny quote of his on the Media Research Center Facebook page, said it's funny that nobody's emphasizing the hypocrisy. The left has wanted to get rid of him for 6 months. We finally do what the left wants, and they can only complain. Talking about James Comey's firing. So I guess they weren't hypocrites. The others are. It really is. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. Even MSNBC interviewed Maxine Waters. Hilarious interview. They were saying, well, wait a minute, you said he had no confidence in Comey, you had no confidence in him, they ought to go, so, but Trump's wrong to fire him, so he should have been fired then, but shouldn't have been fired now. No, I'm not saying that. Well, what are you saying? Liberal MSNBC. Yeah, I was all confused about what the heck was going on. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Okay, back to the phones. Chad in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
Good, sir. How are you?
I have a couple questions for you. Number one, do you think that the Republicans or a fun type thing where, I mean, the Democrats are very, very well funded. I mean, they've found ways to disrupt everything, but they're doing it in ways that's just amazing. And do you think that with the most of these people at the town hall meetings that that the Democrats are using people that they're hiring to disrupt Kevin Kramer's or John Hogan or, I mean, this clearly, this is all of the, you can't tell me this is real people doing this stuff.
You know, I don't know. I don't know. Clearly there's an organized effort with talking points and everything. We saw that in Fargo with Planned Parenthood sending a bunch of women out with the vulgar hats that they were so proud of. Wearing, and so, you know, that's an organized effort by Planned Parenthood to And they have people that are funded. They go out and find these people and go to these events. I don't doubt there's some of these people that think like that. And they're, some of them are professional, you know, protesters and agitators and, you know, they just complain for a living, right? Or are politically active for a living, which is a job to some. That's part of what's through this. But I don't know if, you know, if you went to Mandan or Bismarck yesterday and said, okay, here's the 60 people that, you know, were protesting. Did somebody actually pay them to be there? I don't think that's a majority of those folks. I think that might be a few that are part of activist organizations. But I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I do appreciate you guys. And do you think that the midterm elections, do you think we should or there should be some kind of grassroots effort to fundraise to get the word out? Because, I mean, we're really, I think, behind the eight ball on it. It's like these liberal activists are going to try and take us out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but they said that about Hillary Clinton, too, and all the money she had. She did have more, and who won? Trump. So I don't think it's always about money. I think obviously there, you are not only having to take on, you know, the Democratic Party, but also the media when you're Donald Trump. So and Republicans in Congress, but they know that most of this stuff. And I have to say this about even like the James Comey thing this week. A lot of it's noise, a lot of it's hypocrisy, a lot of it's horrible reporting. But I think there's some of it that could be avoided if President Trump chose to just sort of say, I'm going to be a little more methodical, traditional in how we communicate as a White House. In other words, you make a decision to fire James Comey, and you have a day of meetings about how that is ultimately going to be presented, anticipating what all the things are going to say, and then you go out and do it. Instead, when the decision's made, it goes out. And I guess that's just Trump, because to me, I think he acts very honestly and just is who he is, realizes he's the president, he can do it. James Comey gave the best defense of Donald Trump firing James Comey this week. He said, he's the president. I serve at his pleasure. Could fire me at any time. Well, it's over then. We're done. That's how Trump thinks. But the swamp is trying to get him constantly. So what's going on now with the tax returns? Is there any Russian sources in revenue in your tax returns? You know, they got a Trump lawyer now to come out today and say past 10 years shows no income of any type from Russian sources with few exceptions, whatever that means. And again, conservatives, for sure a conservative president, is always expected to prove the negative. They start with the accusation, you got to prove, no, that's not true. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I think they just need to understand they're up against the swamp, Democrats. This, you know, media mob out to get them, you got to be prepared for that. Kay in Benson, Minnesota. You're on What's On Your Mind. Hi, Kay.
Yeah, hi, Scott. You're doing a great job. Hey, I want to bring up a little story about my mother and tie it into Mother's Day here. My mom and dad had seven kids within 11 years, and they were good Catholics. And when things would start to get out of hand, you know, in the house, my mom would say, act civilized. And I think that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a situation here across the country where civilization is getting lost. And I think we need to keep that in mind and see what's going on. And so what I want to say is I think, Scott, Kevin should recognize this also, and I think he does, but he better be proactive about it and have a videotaper present with him when he's at these things so he can defend himself. He's got this in place, and he doesn't get himself into trouble with some goof-up that's going to try to bring him down.
Yeah, I agree with that. And, you know, Congressman Kramer has a little a habit that if you called him and you said, you know, I love Obamacare and it's been the best thing ever for me, he'll laugh. And it is not, oh, I'm laughing and mocking Kay in his mind. It is, you know, okay, this is going to be a fun one to answer. This is sort of predictable. This is, you know what I mean? And I think, first of all, he's handled these very well. You know, it's hard not to raise your voice a little bit when you're being shouted at. And so I think he's done some of that. But I think for the most part, he's been extremely civil. But all they need is one little slip up, like you say. And then they can say, see, what a jerk. I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he did that. You know, and Kevin loves the debate. He loves the discussion. He loves the back and forth. He's not afraid of this. Right at all. I think most of us watch it when you have this angry mob on the left shouting and hollering and booing and hissing and all but, you know, their heads spinning around with pea soup coming out for crying out loud. And you just say, what has happened to these people? And in Kevin's case, he's just engaged. He's just taking it on and answering the questions, which I think drives them a little crazy because they want him to cower in fear in the corner. And he's not going to do it. But I think you have some good advice there, and certainly your mom's advice. You can never go wrong being civil to somebody, can you? Ever? I don't think so. I just don't think so. It's a good approach. Thank you, Kay. Have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Scott.
Tyler in Fessenden, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes. Thank you, Scott. Todd, nice to talk to you. Thank you for your services in the entertainment industry.
We appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
And I just like to say, we elected these people. I'm a conservative, and I think both sides really have good ideas, and I think we need to really start looking past the red and the blue, the right and the left, and just start getting something done for the people in the proper manner.
Hard to argue with that.
You know, I mean, both sides have good ideas. Let's just get past it and get something done for the people.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you don't have to agree with somebody's idea, but they believe it's a good idea. So
exactly.
you can sit down with your competing good ideas and say, well, let's get something done here. Let's make that happen. That is pretty much gone from politics. It's
exactly.
Gone.
And it's really depressing.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. I don't disagree with you, Tyler. Appreciate the call, and thanks a bunch. John in Minot, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I believe one reason Trump won the election in November is because the Democrats weren't ready for it. They figured Hillary was going to win easily, and if the polls would have said Trump was going to win, there would have been a lot more voter fraud, a lot more voter intimidation, and a lot of ballot miscounting, because they weren't about to take a chance that Trump was going to win.
Pretty good analysis there, John. Thank you very much. Texter says, what good ideas does the left have? You know, I don't know. I wouldn't agree with a lot of left ideas on the left, but I mean, the idea that you sit down and have your ideas compete rather than shouting at each other would probably be a better way to go. What's a good idea the left has had? I think the left's tenet of empathy, of caring, is a good thing. Now, how they choose to do it, in my mind, often has a different effect, right? If you're saying, I want to take care of somebody when they have hard times. It's America, right? Welfare, for instance. Okay, we're going to provide that lending hand at a time of need. But we're going to do it in a way that says, the best thing for you long-term is a job, and so let's figure out what's preventing you from getting that job and get you the job, and so now you're off the welfare, right? The last plan would be stay on welfare forever because then you're beholden to us. So they start with the right idea in my mind, empathy, concern, care for a neighbor. But then want to take government and do it. And usually they want to do those things with other people's money, which is, you know, troublesome. Keith in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, what's on your... Oh, wait a minute here. Keith, I'm going to go up against the break here. Wasn't looking at the clock. Can you hang on a second, Keith, and we'll chat on the other side of the break?
All right, thanks.
You bet. Sioux Falls, South Dakota is where we'll go with Keith in a moment. Mike in Bismarck, Larry in Jamestown on deck. Lots of texts we haven't gotten to, and much more coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing the basic components needed in an emergency action plan.
As a basic starting point, we recommend that every single business or location, it doesn't matter, you know, what kind of business you're in, you need a fire response plan, weather emergency response plan, a bomb threat, and an active shooter. And your emergency operations plan should cover all of those four. Then in addition to that, you know, hopefully you have what's called a threat analysis where you look at any other things. For example, if my business is in a floodplain, then I need to add a flood evacuation to that plan.
Start creating your emergency action plan today. Go to www.ndsc.org to learn more. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small-town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Job numbers and how the economy's doing. You don't hear much about it, I know, but if you dig, you can find them. The data is really incredible. And obviously, given the anemic growth in the economy during the Obama years, a lot of that goes to Trump. One of the reasons is energy. It's energy. It's our lignite industry, for instance, in North Dakota, more than 15,000 good-paying jobs. This was an industry that was subject to a war on coal, a big target on the back. And how quickly that has changed. How quickly that has changed. And we love this in North Dakota. Polls show that the North Dakotans overwhelmingly support the coal industry. And also efforts to research and develop the near zero emission technology to ensure our energy future is secure and protect our economy. Find out more about all this at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Futures website, secureenergyfuture.org. I want to know a story about your mom. What today in how you conduct yourselves and how, your life as a wife or husband, son or daughter, leader of a company, working on the farm, whatever you do. What is in your day-to-day work, what most affects you today that you receive from your mom? How does she impact you? What lessons did you learn from her and you use all the time? What's your favorite story about your mom? Giving away some pies from Village Inn today. And we're going to spend a good chunk of next hour talking about mom. So get those stories ready to go, okay? Where did our friend from Sioux Falls go? I've talked to Mike in Bismarck, and then Manny, you let me know if we... A little glitch in the line. We might have lost our caller there from Sioux Falls. Mike in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'd just like to know why the Democrats make such a big issue and cry and piss and moan about the elections. 2000, Gore lost. 2004, Kerry lost. Now Hillary lost. And, of course, there was voter fraud all the 8 years of Bush. Now, of course, there's no voter fraud, according to the Democrats. And now it's this Russian thing where they don't have one leg to stand on, not one thread of evidence. And I wish all those mothers out there a great weekend. Thank you.
That's the really important stuff. Mom's Day, honoring mom. But I'm with you. I don't know the answer to your questions. I don't. But you reminded me, and I'd forgotten about it, about 2000 and how long that lasted. I remember I saw Paul Wellstone bumper stickers on Minnesota cars, long after Paul Wellstone had died. Yeah, there's just this very strange worship and lament against the other side when they don't win. I don't get it. I don't know. That's why I'm asking these questions today, trying to figure it out. Larry in Jamestown. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. I'd like to touch on two subjects. First of all, I heard on the national news some liberal saying that Donald Trump has no credibility. He can't be believed. Well, I think we need to go back 8 years ago and see everything that was promised to us by Barack Obama. Keep your doctor. The red lines in the sand. It was just a video that started Benghazi. That man... My estimate, 90% of everything he uttered was a mistruth. But one thing about this liberalism, it's not liberal activists in that. It's liberal terrorists. They're terrorists, and they're committing terrorism. When you try to affect somebody's actions or beliefs by scaring and intimidating or violence, that's a terrorist act. And that's exactly what they're doing. They do it at rallies. They do it at town hall meetings. They do it on TV. They attack. They get a bunch of liberals and one-fourth conservative, and they attack them. It is truly terrorism. The conservatives go about their day taking care of business. The liberals are so obsessed that they can't continue. They are so obsessed they have to destroy that conservative thought. And then, Scott, I'd like to mention my mom. I grew up in the 70s. My mom was a fantastic woman. Both my parents were. My mom was an awesome cook. And in the fall, I'd hunt with my friends, and we'd go duck hunting every morning before daylight. Everybody would gather at my place because my mom made great caramel rolls.
No,
this is caramel rolls. God, it is a form of terrorism, and it's a shame, and we have to be vigilant about it. We do.
All right, Larry, appreciate the call. Interesting thoughts there, and the thing that'll stay with me is the thought of the caramel rolls your mom made. I don't know about you, Todd, but I got caramel roll out of that. Whoa, that sounded good. Really, really good. Texters say, give everyone the opportunity to keep Obamacare or take the new plan. That should quiet them down. Another said, I saw the Mandan town hall footage with Congressman Kramer on headline news this morning. It made national news. Bad thing is, it makes us look like we're all against him in North Dakota. Not so. Fake news! Ask a liberal who they'll call in an emergency. Listen for the crickets. That's right, Scott. That's where they start, with empathy. They want you to think they care. They rehearse it all the time. They have no empathy. They just want your money. Another text, I find myself wondering how many of these people are part of the silly but growing flat earth movement. Yeah. All right, your mom story's next hour at the bottom of the hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about wind energy with the Wansett folks coming up, so stay tuned right here.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. This week's guest is Senator John Hovind of North Dakota. We asked Senator Hovind how the protesters and eco-terrorists were successful in getting their message out during the Dakota Access Pipeline protest.
That it was a very well-funded enterprise. You had something like 31 different environmental groups that were providing substantial funding for this protest. And the irony is that we see a lot of very affluent people, oftentimes from the coast, maybe from New York, from California, also a lot of movie actors that are high profile, and they get involved in these issues, and they have, in essence, a cause. They have a lot of money. They have a platform. But they don't really delve into the underlying factual basis of what's going on.
That's Senator John Hovind for his take on the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. And another episode of the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is complete. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.